And welcome back to In the Loop, On the Loop, News Talk 930 KLUP. Again, this is the program where we introduce you to the people, the organizations, the projects, the things that are going on in San Antonio that make it a better place to live. This is a great example as we're talking to Mark Peterson. He is a project coordinator with the Conservation Department, the San Antonio Water System. We're talking also, Mark is coordinating the Arbor Day activities that will happen on March 3rd. Hey, Mark, what's the name of the park again that everything will be taking place at?
This will be Pittman Sullivan Park, okay, on the corner of New Braunfels and Iowa. For those of us who march with and Martin Luther King Day, that is where we end up.
That's okay.
The park where we end up.
That'll be helpful. All right. Yeah. And, of course, we mentioned the websites, and we'll tell them again where they can go to get more information. Hey, I've got a question now. Okay, so clearly, if the initial emphasis was on reforestation and preserving natural resources, is it fair to say that the emphasis is shifted a little bit for Arbor Day? Is it still because we're not? Are we planting now for forestry?
Well, you're right. A little bit. It's not that so much the emphasis has shifted; it's broadened. So,
okay,
rather than looking at timber,
right,
what we look at is planting for wildlife, for recreation, for range, for wilderness, and lo and behold, for water.
Oh.
So in the big forest areas, they have many, many multiple uses. In fact, that's in 1966, the Congress mandated that all U.S. forests will be managed under the Multiple Use Act.
Okay.
And it was those things that I mentioned.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. I like that. It's a better way to look at it. So
yeah.
The purpose
and,
expand,
and in the urban arena,
yeah.
As you know, I graduated as an urban forester.
Yes,
and
I know.
Lots of people say, "Ooh, that's an oxymoron."
Yeah.
It's not really. It's taking the forestry principles that we learned for traditional or rural forestry and applying them to an urban area. So it's the same thing. We're looking at not only the trees and their aesthetics, but their air pollution ability to reduce air pollution,
mm-hmm,
to moderate flooding,
mm-hmm,
their wildlife aspects, their mental aspects. Lots of research on that shows that a place with trees is going to make people feel better.
Huh.
Actually, when the trees are near hospitals, actually return to health faster.
Really?
There's even a study in the Chicago area showing that it reduces both criminal and domestic violence.
Wow.
The idea is not so much just looking at the trees per se, but opening up all these vistas of new benefits.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Now, on March 3rd, when you have the event, you know, you and I were talking too, that that SAWS is participating, and do I understand correctly, through one of their spring bloom giveaways?
Yes, yeah. Let me finish up on what SAWS is actually doing for the Arbor Day. Is myself, they're giving me time to do this.
That's nice.
We will be giving our famous, world famous landscape guides.
Now tell people what those are, because people don't know that is something that SAWS provides them.
This is a very, very complete, very simple to read guide on what to do per season.
Right.
So you have grass, you have flowers, you have shrubs, you have trees. This tells you exactly what to do each season. It's
specifically for San Antonio too, South
but
Texas.
But it's a nice guide.
Oh, it's a beautiful guide and very good and easy for novices like me to understand, as well as be helpful for anyone at any level of knowledge with gardening and landscape.
It is an excellent repository.
So I apologize. We went off on a tangent, but that's one of the things they'll be giving away.
That is one of the things we'll be giving away. Also, I'll be demonstrating my wonderful gator bags for people to see.
Oh.
And for those who haven't seen it, these are bags that you fill up with water, and it slowly releases the water to the tree over a period of time.
Okay.
We like to have the public kind of be more aware of these types of bags.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so anyway.
So there's less waste.
Well, let me talk just briefly about the SAWS wonderful spring bloom.
Okay.
Now, we'll be holding that March 10th.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
So the following week, following Saturday,
all right,
we will be having some of the greatest speakers in this area.
Wow.
Speaking.
Who will be speaking?
Calvin Finch.
He's terrific.
He's terrific. I hear him twice a week. he's going to talk about turf choices and maintenance.
Okay.
Another person, one of the great speakers of our time, Dr. Jerry Parsons.
Oh, I hear he's good.
Yeah.
Is he bringing slides?
No, he's not bringing slides.
No slides?
We're going to be doing this outdoors in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be interesting.
All right.
He's going to talk about the Texas Superstars.
Great. That's very interesting stuff.
Yeah. Some other radio personalities. Can I mention them?
Sure.
All right. Bob will be there.
Bob Webster. All
yeah.
right.
Now, I have kind of arranged it kind of like the movie Casablanca, where they asked about being as close to Sam and as far away as from the Germans.
I see.
I've kind of arranged it so Bob will be on one end and Jerry will be on the other at different times.
They will all be fine.
Everything will be fine.
I've seen them together in the same room. It's a love fest. I don't understand.
It is. Bob Brackman.
Okay.
Director over at the Botanical
sure.
Gardens.
Very good speaker.
Yep. Paul Cox.
Very
be
good.
There. Janice Merritt. She works in the natural area.
Sure.
She'll be talking about plants for those thin soils. Now, that's pretty much about a third of San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark Ambrose with ABC Pest
yeah, sure.
will be doing a demonstration on actually how to do the aeration and composting.
Okay.
That you know.
You've put together
I'm
some
famous for putting that together. Can I just briefly talk about that?
I wish you would, but before you do that, I want to say that you've really put together a some in terms of San Antonio landscape and gardening information. You've got some great names there.
Yeah,
I mean I don't.
It is. I think this is
other than Mark
Peterson,
I don't know of anybody else that would speak.
I was basically calling in a lot of markers for the past 24 years. So.
Okay.
Well, I only had to get on my knees a couple of times.
Oh, that's good. But, it's nice that they treat you well.
Well, I said I would talk about the aeration and composting
okay.
program. But let me first talk a little bit more about spring bloom.
Okay.
We'll be giving away a free plant as long as they last. You'll have a choice of a shade or a sun plant.
Okay.
They'll all be Xeric. So you'll have a choice, but you'll be able to get one of those, a free plant, and you'll be able to attend these wonderful speakers. And we also have free informational tables where people can find out more about gardening in San Antonio.
That's great. And that's going to be on the 10th?
That'll be on the 10th.
And
that'll
where
be
is that?
9 to 1.
9 to 1 where?
At the SAWS headquarters.
Oh.
2800 U.S. 281 North on the corner of 281 and saw
Mulberry.
St. Mary's.
Well, yeah. 281.
Mulberry, St. Mary's, you know, we don't know.
It's all the same. It's
yeah,
Mulberry, it's St. Mary's, and then Mulberry. So
yeah.
It's my neighborhood. I can throw a stone and hit y'all if I want to.
Yeah, you could walk on over.
I'll be happy to. Because I can't get enough of those people that are speaking. Okay, now, you mentioned what Mark was going to talk about, and of course, ABC provides the service, but right now SAWS has kind of said, hey, this is important. If you do it, there's going to be a benefit to you. So let's talk about aeration and composting.
Well, we are promoting aeration composting because we feel that it's an excellent way to reduce the amount of water you're doing. That's what we do in conservation. We try to get people to water less. What we think, what we know is that it will have a healthier landscape and reduce the amount of waters. We think anywhere from 30% to 50% you'll be able to reduce in your watering. So if you're watering twice a week, we're hoping that you'll water only once a week.
So you're telling me that for less water, meaning less money that I spend out of my pocket to water, my lawn will, and if I do this one thing, my lawn will look better.
Yep.
And I will have to do less work and spend less money.
Yes.
It can't be done.
It is. What it does is allows more water to penetrate into the soil and increase the soil's ability to hold that water.
Okay.
So
if I aerate and I put down compost, what happens next?
Well, what we would have you do is go to our website at www.saws.org, click on the conservation button, and then click on the Dressed for Success button. Now, you will be able to miss, you can't miss it because it'll be the green little button with a top hat.
Okay.
Dressed for Success on
that.
Oh,
very
good. It'll tell you how to be completely dressed.
As in top dressed for success. Very clever.
Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
And you'd be able to download the application, and there'll be a page of frequently asked questions. Go ahead and read that. It should answer every question. If you still have questions, by all means, give me a call.
Okay. Well, where would they call you?
They would call at 233-3081.
Okay.
And I'll explain the process to them. And then what they'll see on that, this is what I'm leading up to.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see on the application, they'll say, do you have a lot size?
All right.
5,000 square feet or less. Lot, not your lawn.
Lot.
Lot size.
All right.
And if you do have a lot 5,000 square feet or less, you will receive a $100 rebate credited to your account.
Okay.
If you are above that, if you are 5,000 and 1 square feet or more, you will be credited $150.
Okay. Just guessing, and I don't want to hold your feet to the fire or make you commit to this, but what would you guess the average lot to do all the aeration and put down the compost would cost?
The average lot in San Antonio is about 5,000 to 8,000 square feet. We're running a little slightly above that. We're thinking about 9,000 square feet.
Okay.
Is what most of the people that are sending in the applications.
All right. But what would, if I had a I don't even know if you can do this. If I had a 9,000 square foot lawn or yard, could you tell me how approximately what I would expect to pay if I don't know?
Approximately, it's going to be about, well, it depends.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
We're looking around $400 to $500 total.
Okay. So the rebate is a significant portion of what it will cost.
Yeah.
And again, the overall savings as well as the aesthetically pleasing look of the lawn will be much better.
Yeah, after the end date, which, by the way, is May 1st.
Okay.
So the program was going to stop on May 1st. You'll have to get all your paperwork in by June 1st. But after that period of time, I'll be going through Aubrey's records and kind of judging after the summer.
Okay.
I'll be going in and kind of judging how much water we actually saved.
Well, good.
To determine whether or not this was beneficial for the taxpayers of San Antonio.
If they want more information on that, they can go to saws.org and look under conservation to find everything. Arbor Day, the Spring Bloom Giveaway is March 10th at the Saws Building on Mulberry and 281. That's free to the public, just first come, first served on the plants. And then the Arbor Day celebration on March 3rd. More information, where you go where, Mark?
More information at www.alamoforestpartnership.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Glick.
You did a great job. We're going to say goodbye for today. If you didn't get that information, you call me 344-8481 or email me milton@klup.com. I'll be happy to send it to you. Thanks to Mark Peterson for coming on and being on the show and talking about these upcoming events. We'll see you tomorrow, or see you later, next week actually, on In the Loop, on The Loop, News Talk 930 KLUP.